Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I've been the kind to make sure to cross the T's and dot my I's. I've never been one to ask for help, but really think it's about that time. To be a know-it-all when your back's up against the wall.
Two things, y'all, that changed the world: a Bible
and Appleseed. The way that I learned about Johnny Appleseed was probably the way that most people did when I was coming up as a child. Disney. Disney had a cartoon, but the message stuck with me. This man was content living his life, taking care of his people, of his apple orchard, singing songs and reading the good book until he noticed that people were moving west to start a new life. He wanted to move too, but then he came up with all sorts of reasons why he wouldn't be so successful. For example, he was too small or he didn't have the tools and he only knew about apple trees, but an angel spoke to him and told him that he had everything that he needed, and what he didn't, God would provide. Isn't that just the way God pushes us to move forward in our lives? Well, Johnny left his comfy home in Pittsburgh and went west, and during the 25 years he roamed the land, he planted apple seeds. I am so glad that he left this trail of apple seeds all over this land, because not only do I love apples, I love all things apples can create. I know I'm not alone in this thing, because apples and apple pie is one of America's signature dessert, y'all. So imagine what the world would be like without our beloved apple trees, which brings me to today's message. I'm about to share with you the motivation of today's message, and for those of you who may be new or have never heard me speak before, this is going to be one of the most down-home and make-it-plain messages you have ever heard. So let's get into it. Boom presents The Need for Seeds, and we discussed how to overcome obstacles and barriers that were holding you back, and we also discussed why it's necessary to ignore those nagging feelings of inadequacy because of past mistakes. Just let it go. Now, we want you to begin to focus on your personal mission to touch lives and be fruitful by planting seeds through mentorship in some form or fashion. You are responsible for leaving a legacy of your faith walk with God in every area of your life. So why not become an advocate to help others navigate through this journey? Minister Shanae Witherspoon, that would be moi, the author of her most recent book, Get Ready for Your Next Level, is going to share some practical biblical principles about how to begin to ask God to begin to leave your mark on the world by mentoring others in a way that pleases God. So, all right, y'all ready to go? You already know my catchphrase. Now let's get into it. Imagine being scolded for not losing or gaining, but just remaining. As the young folks would call it, maintaining. How would you feel? In the Bible, there was a man who owned a lot of wealth, and he left a certain amount of talents or money to three individuals while he went away for a business trip. While he was away, the men with the five and the three talents, or money, doubled what was given to them by putting it to use and earned an investment. But the man who was given one talent, we in modern times right now would insert a meme here saying he only had one job to do, and he buried that out of fear. Not only was he put on blast, as young folks would say, for not doing anything with the talent, but he was called all kinds of names for being evil. The moral of the story was that when God gives you something, he doesn't want you to sit on that talent in fear of using it and putting it to use, because he wants you to increase what he has given you to reap the benefits. To see what I'm talking about, on your own leisure, you could read Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. And because of time constraints, I'm not going to read that, but I feel it down in my spirit, down in my shata. Some of you are still not convinced, so I got to dig a little deeper. Say it with me now. Let's get into it. In the scriptures, it speaks about when Jesus was in the midst of the Last Supper before he would be sacrificed on the cross for our sins. He was with the 12 disciples, and after he shared with them his impending mission, they began to argue who was greatest among them. And Jesus spoke specifically to Simon Peter, stating that Satan had been petitioning to sift him like wheat. And I want to serve you notice that Satan is currently doing the same for us, just like he did Job and Simon in the Bible days, asking for permission to test us. But here is what I like about Jesus. he immediately puts Simon on Satan's plan and devices and then tells him what he must do in order to come back to his senses. Again, if you don't believe me, believe God. Read Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 34, and I'm going to read it today. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Now, for those of us who are Bible scholars, you know that after Jesus' crucifixion, Simon Peter definitely denied Jesus. But after he rose and the Holy Ghost came, because you need the Holy Ghost, Simon preached the biggest revival recorded in the Bible, and over 3,000 souls came to know the Lord. So once you are converted, leave your mark on the world. True story. Man, time flies. True story. A funny thing happened and I have witnesses that I'm about to share, so we're about to get into it. A funny thing happened this morning as I was up meditating and getting ready for this show around 8 a.m. that I would like to share that actually falls in line with what this message is about today. A man began to openly dispute that this show and the topic was bull so-and-so. I'm not going to say the words. And I understand that everyone will not understand what our drive and our call to compel others to Christ is. And when it happens, there is no need to get indignant or boisterous. But with loving kindness will we draw others to Christ. However, I knew that God was pleased with what I'm about to bring to you because Satan got a little displeased. I am in no way calling that person to whom was being used Satan, but as I just said, he was being used by Satan. If the man to which I'm speaking is out there today in listening world, I want you to know that God loves you, and I do too. But it is a trick of the enemy to get you so twisted in your thinking about why we worship a mighty God that has all power in his hands. See, if you only knew all of the mighty things that he has done in my life, you wouldn't question. I am a living witness and a testimony that he can take a liar, a cheater, a backbiter, a sinner like me, and use for his glory to preach the unadulterated word of God that not only convicts and conforms, sanctifies and transforms, then you would be running trying to find out how could you get a hold of this Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. I feel my hope coming on. Jesus, yes, God. It is not God's intent for us only to be converted, but he wants us to plant and to grow seeds in the form of discipleship to make his plan known unto man across the world. His very desire is for all men and women to be saved from the debt and penalty of sin, to be reconciled to our rightful place in him, sonship, to rule and to reign with him in heavenly places. Amen. Whether we are black, white, Jew, Greek, rich, poor, we all must leave our mark on the world. You may be saying to yourself, well, I'm not a preacher or a teacher, so how can I affect the world? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. You are responsible for affecting the first thing. You are responsible for affecting the world around you. If you are a mother or a father, the first thing you must do is leave a legacy with your children. Not only are you to teach them how to survive in this world, but you must impart the love of God in and through them. If you are living, breathing, and have experienced God's goodness down here on this earth, you are responsible for sharing what you know about his goodness. You don't believe me? Let's read Colossians 1 and 10. And it says, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Today I'm holding in my hand, you hear it? I'm holding in my hand some Morning Glory seeds in a package. And they will remain that way if I don't make provision to plant them and watch them grow. On the back, there are instructions for the right setting and conditions for them to grow properly. Oh, God, that's good. It takes so much sunlight and so much temperature and so much watering to develop. You see, there is a difference in just planting. But watching your seeds mature into the thing that he or she was designed to become, that's our job. For every planted seed, there is a proper season to develop and a time to bloom. Watch out for blossoming before your time. That's another message. But God sent me to tell you that he only wants us not only to just disciple others, but he wants us to excel in everything that we do. Help me, Holy Ghost. We show glory when we move in excellence. We draw others to him when we are prosperous in all that we do. You may not be the CEO, but why not strive to be the best you in all that you do and complete your destiny? You were created to reign, so begin to walk in your destiny. You were created to impart knowledge of Christ, so why wait to have someone ask you to do so? You don't need no platform because you were given one. Whether you are and whoever you come into contact with should know what God has done for you in your life and through you by the life that you live, by the legacy that you leave. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. You have been commissioned, and I am just your reminder that you need to plant seeds because that is what you were made for. So just do it. I hope and I pray that my listeners appreciate what God has given to me to give to you on today. And if you are here with me, whether by computer or device, you may have joined us in the chat room and leave me some feedback. Don't forget to make me one of your favorites right here on Blog Talk Radio by visiting our site and giving me a heart. And for those who are listening by way of phone, hello. I always leave room for those who desire to speak to me personally during the last 10 minutes of the show. So if you don't have access to that number, here it is. Don't miss this. The number is 319-527-6703. Again, that number is 319-527-6703. Now, I'm going to open the lines for all the callers who want to speak to Ms. Spoon on today. And if you have been blessed by what you heard today, dial in. Again, that number is 319-527-6703. While you're waiting, we're just going to listen to a song, and I'm going to answer the phone.
God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my creator, the all-sufficient one. You are the God of greater, and you are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my creator, the all-sufficient one. In you nothing missing, oh Lord, and nothing lacking. In you all provision, my creator, the all-sufficient one.
You are the God.
You are the God of greater.
That's it. And God, you're more than enough. You are the God of greater.
lacking in him. Father, in you all provision.
Pleasure to share the word of God to the masses on the air this afternoon. And if you want to join us again, we will be here once again next week at the same time discussing it's consecration time. Now that's a word, so you don't want to miss it. And I just want to remind you that you are responsible, not just existing on this planet, not just taking care of you and yours. You are responsible for leaving a legacy. That means you are not just to plant seeds, but you are going to let them blossom. So when you plant those seeds, just like Johnny Appleseed, you're planting them, you're putting them in the right conditions, and you're watering, you're making sure that they mature in the way that they should go. And we're not just talking about apple seeds, y'all. We're talking about people who are going to be prepared for the Lord. We want to make sure that everyone here, down here on this earth, knows that God came in the form of flesh. He was not sin. He was sinless. And he came. We just celebrated Christmas, y'all. And now we're walking into our new. But we know he didn't just come to be born. He didn't come just to live. But he died and he rose again with all power in his hands. So if there is anybody here listening by way of phone, by way of device, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to go ahead and reach out. Do not hesitate to, if you can't call right now, if you're listening later on, go ahead and shoot me an email at Blog Talk Radio. And or hit me up on any social media, or go to your local church, because it's not about me, it's not about the numbers, it's about your soul. Your soul is the most important thing that we are concerned about. So I want you to say this prayer: Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you came. I believe that you lived. I believe that you died for my sins. I'm a sinner. And I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. When you rose from the dead, you rose with all power, and I believe and receive that power in my life. Lord, complete the salvation within me. And then if you said that prayer for the first time, if you said it again to renew, I want you to go ahead and find your local church, and I want you to get covered, because everybody needs a covering. I want you to be covered. And I want somebody to begin to plant seeds. But just because you just got saved doesn't mean that you can't tell somebody else. Because just like I told you a couple weeks ago, the woman who was sitting at the well, Jesus told her about herself. She had an encounter with the Lord. And then she went and she told everybody, and she saved an entire city. So just don't think that you are nobody. You have a testimony, and you can impart knowledge upon if you just know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you just know Jesus loves me, if you just know Jesus wept, you know something more than anybody else. But you just need to know this: God is real, and he's living, and he's living on the inside of me. If you know that today, I want you to lift your hands and say, thank you, God, for coming into my life. And we're just going to end up with a word of prayer and a song. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God in heaven, we just want to thank you for every listener who has turned into this podcast, into this broadcast, and we thank you for this opportunity to spread the word of the gospel that you desire for us to leave our mark on this sin-sick world to change hearts and minds for the better. I thank you for those who will listen and make a decision to turn their wicked ways and run to you. We thank you that our hearts are fixed and our minds are made up to live a life pleasing unto you. And we will forever praise your name. Bless us throughout the end of this year. And as we enter into the new year, give us a new determination to draw souls to you and live out our best life with your help. All these things we ask in your mighty Son's name, Jesus, we pray. It is so. Well, it's about that time where it's time for the close. But I'm going to tell you what. Our God is greater than any situation. Y'all be blessed. Now, remember, this time next week at 3 to 3:30, we're going to talk about it's consecration time. You don't want to miss that. It's consecration time. Y'all be blessed.
Turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. None like you. enough.